Welcome to episode 28 of the Collaborative Business Podcast. In this episode, I would like to talk to you about the role of an alliance manager.
Collaborative businesses are on the rise, and this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, a podcast that will help you find answers and provides useful insights to the best ways of working together in partnerships, alliances, and many other kind of business-to-business collaboration. Here's your host, Peter Simoons.
The past week, I was reading a blog post by Karen Greenstreet that contained three simple tips about using Google Analytics for one's own website. One of the tips was to look into which pages are the most popular ones on your website, and Karen explained in her blog post how to do it. So I followed the tips, I found my most popular blog post. Actually, I already knew that these pages were the most popular ones, but seeing it again made me realize that it might be good to talk to you about the role of an alliance manager in this podcast. The question, what is an alliance manager, is not only the most sought after term on my website. It is also a question I get asked a lot. And obviously, these most popular blog posts were about what is an alliance manager. So it is a question with multiple answers depending on who you ask. And simply said, an alliance manager is the conductor for the alliance. He or she makes sure that all the participants sing from the same hymn sheet. So think about that for a moment. An alliance manager is the conductor for an alliance. He or she makes sure that all the participants sing from the same hymn sheet. That sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? In other words, the alliance manager is responsible for the day-to-day operation of his alliance or partnerships. That includes he needs to do project management, relationship management, and make sure that the objectives of the alliance are achieved. This still remains a simple description. But one colleague once told me that as an alliance manager, I was the glue that kept it all together and the lubricant that kept the engine running. You know how it is with glue and lubricant. You often only notice what their function is when they're not there. And the challenge for an alliance manager lies in the fact that his function is more or less in between the partners. As the conductor, he needs to build trust by both partners and ensure that everything runs smoothly and on time within the planning. However, in general, one of the partners is paying the alliance manager, and as such, his loyalty is expected to be more towards his employer than towards the partner. At the same time, the alliance manager has in general no hierarchical connection with his teammates that he can rely on. So to get things done, he needs to gain buy-in from colleagues and alliance counterparts by persuasion and by winning them over for the alliance. Some will be champions and easy to convince, but some will feel to be involved in the alliance against their will, and they will not cooperate as easy as desired. The alliance manager will need to be the spider in the web, connecting people and companies to get things done for the sake of the alliance, and influence without authority and with a gentle diplomatic touch, so that every partner needs to be convinced that collaboration is in everyone's interest. The alliance manager needs to be a diplomat and a lobbyist at the same time. And while having the role of connecting people and companies, the alliance manager will need to be able to gain and remain the overview too. Overview over the alliance, over what is happening at the partner and what is happening in within his own organization. The alliance manager needs to be an analyst and to be able to connect the dots on what he sees happening. Connecting can only be done when the analytical skills are well developed. Crunching the data he observes and connecting information, analyzing and concluding. It is not just business strategy that the alliance manager needs to be able to understand. Based on the analysis done, he needs to be able to create his strategy to get things done. He also needs to be able to architect and suggest adjustments for strategy of the alliance when developments require so. Not that the alliance manager needs to adjust the strategy, but he needs to be able to notice the need for it and suggest the adjustments to his management and the steering committee for the alliance. to understand what is going on in the alliance, the alliance manager needs to have the skills of a business manager. So he or she obviously needs to have financial insights, business insights, and depending on the type of alliance, also sales insights and negotiation skills. The alliance manager might even need to be a more all-round business manager than a general manager already is. The required skill set for an alliance manager is pretty broad. And as an alliance manager, you need to be able to talk to and act on many organizational levels. So quite rarely you will meet junior alliance managers. In general, the role of an alliance manager will be a seasoned professional who has served in a number of roles before. In larger organizations, this role of an alliance manager is often a separate role. In smaller organizations, the tasks are added to the tasks of an assisting employee, and in very small companies, the owner will probably have the alliance management tasks added to his already extensive set of responsibilities. That dual role an owner will have can be challenging for the alliance partnership. Not when everything goes well, but the moment road bumps arise, it might be difficult to keep an objective view on the situation and when you are too deep into it as a business owner. Using the help of an outside independent alliance manager will help to prevent these conflicting roles. Like an orchestra conductor plays an independent role over all musicians to ensure they all play their part and the total performance delivers something bigger than the sum of all musicians together. In the same analogy, an alliance manager needs to maintain a certain level of independency to ensure all alliance stakeholders are on board and together work towards a successful alliance that delivers a result that neither of the parties could accomplish alone. In the show notes on simoons.com/episode28, I will include a link to the Alliance Management Professional Development Guide of the Association of Strategic Alliance Professionals. This guide will highlight several roles and tasks of an alliance manager and is a good reading to see and understand what an alliance management manager more will do. In addition, I will include a short YouTube video of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, where you will see both the chief conductor and a number of musicians, and you will hear them highlight the balance of their own role as an individual and also as part of a bigger orchestra to deliver a symphony they cannot deliver alone. A nice example of an alliance of the roles and responsibilities of the individual partners and the role of the chief conductor, the chief alliance manager. So far for this episode of the Collaborative Business Podcast. As mentioned before, the show notes can be found at simoons.com/episode28. And when you're there, please leave a comment under the show notes. I would love to read your view on the role of an alliance manager. Bye for now. Until next week.
Thanks for listening to the Collaborative Business Podcast. For more insights about business collaboration, partnerships, and alliances, hop over to www.cmoons.com.